Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and of course, your host of this lovely little podcast. And welcome to this week's episode. So I did take a few weeks off from the podcast to do some much needed resting and recharging. I went on a little weekend getaway to celebrate my 30th birthday. And I don't know if it's the post-birthday glow or just this fresh new energy I'm feeling lately, but ever since turning 30, I have felt so inspired with life again. And it honestly feels like I've stepped into this whole new chapter, and just something about this season feels so much softer and lighter and more intentional. And honestly, it feels like a full rebrand in the best possible way, hence the title of this episode. But before we jump into that, I did want to share a little recap of how my birthday went and like how these last few weeks have been. I had the most dreamiest, relaxing birthday trip in Laguna Beach. I stayed at the cutest boutique hotel, explored some amazing coffee shops, went out to eat at some amazing restaurants, shopped around, went to the beach, and just fully relaxed and recharged. I did all of my favorite things. It was everything I needed, and it's easily the best birthday I've ever had. It felt like the perfect way to end my 20s and a beautiful way to step into this next era that we're in. And if you want to see everything that I did, I actually posted my full weekend getaway on YouTube. I did a weekend vlog. I brought you guys along with me from beginning to end, so you see everything that we did, where we went, what I wore, the hotel. I also shared my thoughts that I had around ending my 20s and beginning my 30s, and just a little insight on how I was feeling. I left that trip feeling so refreshed and recharged, and like I said, ever since then I have just felt this boost of inspiration and motivation with life. And yeah, so for the last few weeks, I've honestly just been riding this wave. Even though I haven't been posting on the podcast, I have been posting consistently on my YouTube channel. I've also been posting consistently almost every day, like on my TikTok. I also post on my Instagram here and there, but I definitely post more frequently on my TikTok. So we have been back on our content game, and it feels really good to be creating once again and posting consistently and be back in my creative flow. But that's a little recap of how my birthday trip went and how these last few weeks have been. If you listened to my last episode that I posted, I shared the 20 biggest lessons that I learned in my 20s. And for today's episode, I thought it'd be the perfect follow-up to share what I'm carrying with me into this next chapter and how I'm rebranding myself for my 30s and what I'm prioritizing in this new season of life to make my 30s the best chapter yet. So whether you're feeling called to rebrand yourself, rebrand your life, or you're stepping into a new chapter yourself, whatever the case might be, this episode is definitely for you. So grab your coffee, your matcha, your tea, your wine, whatever your drink of choice is in this moment, and let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So we all know that summer is full of big moments like weddings, vacations, and endless photos. But if you're dealing with hair thinning or shedding, showing up and being present and feeling confident in these moments can be a little difficult. But don't worry, Nutrafol has a solution for you. Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair growth, working from the inside out. So the sooner you start, the sooner you'll be feeling confident and focusing on what matters most. You may have heard of Nutrafol's hair growth supplement and wonder, do they actually work? And that is a fair question. Many hair supplements overpromise and underdeliver, but Nutrafol is different. As the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, it is trusted by over 1.5 million people and is clinically tested to deliver real results in 3 to 6 months. Due to stress and the overuse of tight buns, I started to experiencing hair thinning and shedding. And after adding Nutrafol into my routine, I noticed major improvements in my hair. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different though, so it's not a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth. And that's why Nutrafol has multiple formulas designed to give your body what it needs to grow and support your hair's unique needs. This summer, stop worrying about your hair and start making memories. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. Find out why Nutrafol is the best-selling hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Miss Jasmine Shaw. So I want to break today's conversation down into two different sections. The first thing I want to talk about is how I'm rebranding myself in my 30s. And then the second portion of today's conversation is all about the things that I am prioritizing in my 30s to make this chapter the best chapter yet. So with that being said, anytime you step into a new chapter, that often calls for a little bit of rebranding, whether it's showing up differently, doing things differently. And the way that I look at it is, this is the story of our lives and we are the main character of our lives. So the question is, who do I want to be in this chapter, in this season of life? And in my 20s, the story was all about becoming, right? Becoming my best self, striving, evolving, doing the work to become the person that I aspired to be. But stepping into my 30s, my focus has definitely shifted. Now, instead of focusing on becoming, it's all about being. So being my truest self and living a life that feels deeply aligned. So my biggest takeaway as I'm stepping into this new season and rebranding myself is I am no longer trying to become the best version of myself. I am instead being my truest self and living my most aligned life. Part of the story of my 20s and who I used to be in my 20s, I definitely used to romanticize the struggle, the hustle, the pushing through the uphill battles. I wore the identity of the one who had to help others and be the strong one and be the person for others that I never had. I really found purpose in that. But what I didn't realize at the time was that all of these identities that I carried and the purpose that I found and being the strong one, all of that was a trauma response. And I know this phrase is so overplayed, but that really is what it was. I was pouring from an empty cup. And that version of me was just simply trying to survive and do what she had to do. And that identity made sense for that season of life that I was in. But something that I realized during my birthday trip is that I have outgrown that version of myself. And when you outgrow yourself, that means it's time to upgrade yourself, which means upgrading your mindset, your beliefs, the way that you move, the way that you view yourself, the decisions that you make, all of that. My rebrand kind of started in my late 20s, and now that I'm in my 30s, I am fully stepping into this new rebrand. And what this new version of me looks like is, for starters, I have let go of the identity that I need to heal or help everyone. I am not here to fix your life. I am not here to carry your weight or be your savior. That is no longer my role. I do not identify with that. That was never my responsibility in the first place. That was just what I thought I needed to do. And I think I found purpose in that, but I no longer subscribe to that idea that I need to help everyone. And that doesn't mean that I don't care about people, but now I choose to do it from a full cup and from a place of alignment and not out of obligation or scarcity or from a place of trauma. And I have to say that releasing the need to be the quote-unquote the one who helps everyone. The strong one has been so freeing. And I don't know which eldest daughter needs to hear this, but it is not your job to save everyone. Everyone else's problems do not need to be your problems, okay? You don't always have to be the strong one. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to not always have the answers. And one thing that I've come to learn is that you can only truly support others once you've learned how to support yourself, and that doesn't make you selfish. So now, instead of trying to always have the answers for people or always trying to be the one that helps everyone, I believe that by just simply being myself, showing up as my authentic self, sharing what brings me joy, what's working for me, how I'm growing, and just sharing myself with the world, that is enough. I don't need to perform. I don't need to overextend. I don't need to sacrifice myself to be successful or feel fulfilled or to help others just by sharing what I'm going through, or maybe a recent lesson that I've learned and how I'm applying it to my life, but not necessarily being the one to be like, here are the answers. This is what you need to do, but just sharing my journey. That is enough. I don't need to fall into this role of being like the teacher or a guide or a healer or a helper. That is not my job. I am just here to live my life, walk my path and my journey, and whoever that inspires or impacts along the way, that is what I aim to do. Another part of my rebrand in this new season is I've normalized ease in my life. I do not believe in the grind. I don't believe in glorifying hard work at the cost of my well-being. I don't believe in hustle culture. I don't believe in the concept of I'll sleep when I'm dead. I don't believe in any of that. That's just not my belief system anymore. And don't get me wrong, I am still very ambitious. I still have goals and dreams that I'm working toward every single day. But now instead, I pursue them from a place of ease, of flow. And what that looks like is basically not forcing ideas or things to happen if it's just not happening, not pushing myself to the point of burnout, listening to my intuition when something doesn't feel right, trusting that, and when I get an intuitive idea to do something, following on that right away. And the craziest part about all of this is the less I force things, the more I trust, the less I stress about outcomes, the more things flow, the more things actually happen the way that I want them to. And the more I enjoy what I'm doing and the more aligned action I take, the better the results I receive. And it's almost like, why did I not do this sooner? Why did I not care less sooner? Because now that I care less, now that I'm forcing less, now that I'm trusting more and just doing what feels right, now I'm seeing the results that I've been trying to force all this time. So, moral of the story is the less you try, the less you force, the less you are in this desperate energy, the more things actually happen effortlessly and easier and quicker. So yeah, this is a sneak peek of my rebrand. Basically, who I'm stepping into in my 30s is someone who moves more softer, more intentional, someone who is rooted in self-trust and ease and joy. And I'm stepping into this new era with everything that I've learned from the last one. And I just feel more lighter, more confident, and more sure of myself than ever. And I know that this is just the beginning of something so beautiful and wonderful. And I am so excited to be in my 30s. But if you're feeling like you're entering a new season, or maybe you're just ready to show up differently, a few questions you can ask yourself to kind of start your own rebrand, if you will, is asking yourself, who am I becoming? So think about the version of you that you're stepping into. What does she believe? How does she dress? How does she speak? How does she move through the world? Another question you can ask yourself is, what identities or roles am I ready to let go of? So are there parts of you that no longer feel aligned? Like maybe you've always felt like you had to be the fixer for the people in your life, or the perfectionist, or the overachiever. What identities are you choosing to let go of? And another question you can ask is, what does ease look like for me right now? Something to note is that your rebrand doesn't always have to be about doing more. Sometimes it's about doing less, but with more intention. So what is it that you want to focus on right now? And how can you do it from a place of ease and make everything as effortless as possible? And another question to ask yourself is, what would feel really good to embody in this next chapter? It could be embodying more softness in your life, or luxury, or play, or rest, or discipline, or confidence. Whatever you feel for this next chapter of your life, embrace more of that energy. The last question to get you clear on your rebrand is, if I stopped performing and started being, what would change? So in other words, what are the things that you would do because you want to do them versus doing things you feel like you have to do? So that's a little bit about my personal rebrand in my 30s. Now I want to get into how I am making my 30s my best chapter yet. So these are some of the things that I am prioritizing in this season of life. And the first thing is learning from my past self. So in my opinion, the best part about being in your 30s is you have all of the wisdom that you gained from your 20s. I feel like in your 30s, and just the older that you get in general, the more you know yourself a little better. You know what you like, you know what you don't like, your values are a bit more clear, you care less about the opinions of others, and I know that life will still bring its own challenges, and there is still so much that I don't know yet or that I haven't experienced, but I plan on using all of the wisdom that I do have and the confidence that I've gained over the years to not just survive in my 30s, but actually thrive despite whatever challenges might come my way. The next thing that I am prioritizing in my 30s is still romanticizing my daily life. If you've listened to any of my podcast episodes, you know that I am a huge advocate for romanticizing your life, and I am still about romanticizing the little things. And the way that I plan on doing this is wearing the cute outfit that I've been saving for a special occasion, or booking the nicer restaurant, or putting on the expensive perfume, or using my special plates on a random day and not waiting for the holidays. For me in my 30s, I am not waiting for the big moments anymore. Life is the moment, and I want to enjoy it fully, even in the smallest ways. So I am no longer waiting for vacations or holidays or trips or special moments to be a little bit extra. I am choosing to do that every single day of my life and romanticizing the little things. Lately, I'm also really loving the concept of creating itineraries for mundane and simple moments of my life, and not in like a type A, I need to have a plan for every moment of my life type of way, but in a fun and exciting way. Like if you think about, you know, when you're planning a trip or a vacation, chances are you are looking for things to do in the place that you'll be traveling to. You're looking for restaurants and coffee shops and things to try. You're, you know, matching your outfits to the different vibes of places and things that you're going to do. And for me, that's one of the most exciting parts about planning a trip, is like planning these things and having something to look forward to. And that is what I intend on doing, but not just for when I'm going on a vacation or a trip, but for different moments of my life. For example, this weekend I made a whole itinerary for a wholesome weekend at home. I'm not doing anything extraordinary. I don't have any major plans. I'm mostly having a solo Saturday night at home, and I'm also having a really productive Sunday. So I thought, why not romanticize these moments? Even though it might look like your average Saturday or your average Sunday, like I can still romanticize it and make it even more exciting. Yes, it might sound a little bit extra, but I feel like that's what makes life exciting, and that's part of romanticizing your life, is being extra even in the mundane moment. So I created a whole wholesome weekend at home itinerary full of things that I plan on doing, the outfit that I want to wear, the vibe that I want to set. It really does make all the difference. And now what I would view as maybe like a boring Saturday at home, it's now something that I am looking forward to because I made it something exciting and something to look forward to. So those are just some of the ways that I intend to romanticize my daily life. Another thing that I am focusing on in my 30s is creating a life I don't need a vacation from. Don't get me wrong, I love a good trip, a good vacation, a weekend getaway, but more than anything, I want my everyday life to feel like something I don't need to escape from. You know that feeling you get on vacation, the excitement and the inspiration and just going with the flow and feeling excited to try, I don't know, new restaurants or coffee shops or just visiting new places, doing new things. I want that to be part of my normal. I don't only want to feel those feelings when I'm going on a vacation or a trip. And that to me is real luxury. But we still love a good vacay, okay? We still love a good vacay. But I want to be so in love with my daily life that I don't need a vacation to feel alive again or to feel happy. Another huge priority for myself in my 30s is definitely wellness. And wellness for me isn't necessarily about fixing anything that is wrong with me or anything external or aesthetic purposes. Of course, that does play a factor to some extent, but for me, wellness is more about caring for myself and showing up for myself. But the biggest thing for me is wellness practices and daily habits that help me keep my nervous system calm. That is my biggest goal when it comes to wellness, is having a calm nervous system. So anything from journaling, walks, checking in with how I feel, these aren't just habits. These are little ways that I pour into myself every single day. And I am focused on feeling good, feeling grounded and connected to myself. And everything else is just a bonus, whether it's my body changing externally or looking a certain way. All of that is just an added bonus. I'm not going to act like I don't care about how I look externally or that those things don't matter, because they definitely do. But to me, what matters most is a calm nervous system and having a healthy relationship with my mind, with my body, with myself. And all of that comes from daily wellness and prioritizing myself every single day. Another thing that I am prioritizing in my 30s is less overthinking and more doing, but not in the sense of hustling or being busy just for the sake of being busy. I am more so talking about, if I feel the pull to do something, whether it's go somewhere, try something new, start an idea, I am not going to overthink it. I'm just going to do it, take action, even if I don't have all the answers, even if I don't know what I'm doing or how I'm going to do it, or what the outcome is going to be. As soon as I feel called to do something or go somewhere or have a conversation with someone, I am just going to do it. I've noticed that when I think too much about something, I end up talking myself out of it. So many times I've had an idea and I waited too long to take action on it, and then I see someone else doing it and I'm like, why did I not do it when I had the idea to do it? So no more overthinking or waiting for the right time. I am just not doing that anymore. I rather try and see what happens than wonder, like, what if? Another thing that I'm prioritizing in my 30s is nurturing my community and creating connections. So I want to say the past few years, a lot of my friendships and relationships in my life have definitely shifted. Some of my friendships and relationships ended. Some of them grew deeper in ways that I didn't expect. And it feels like everything that wasn't aligned for this new season of life that I'm in kind of just fell away one by one. And although at times it was painful, through these experiences, I've learned what I desire out of friendships, relationships, what my personal values are, what my boundaries are, what I don't want, what I do want, what I want my relationships to feel like. And now I am nurturing the connections that are still here, and I feel really grateful for them. And at the same time, I'm also open to new friendships and new connections that match who I'm becoming and this new season of life that I'm in, because it's definitely different than my previous season. And I want different things. I expect different things. I need different things from my relationships and friendships. So I'm nurturing those relationships that I do have that align with what I need. And I'm also open to creating new connections as well. And I'm definitely at a place where I'm not chasing connections. I'm not trying to force anything. I'm just making space for them to come into my life. And if I make a connection and it feels aligned, I will nurture that. And if I don't, then I just let it be and not try to force something that isn't going to fit. And one of the last things that I am prioritizing in my 30s is finding my purpose and shining my light. Again, an emphasis on again. So lately I've been rereading Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell, and this is a book that I first read in my early 20s, and let me tell you, it is hitting so much deeper now that I'm rereading it in my 30s. So this book is all about your purpose, shining your light, and it basically talks about how every single one of us has something unique to share with the world. And if you're in a season of feeling lost or disconnected, either from yourself or your purpose, or you're contemplating what you want to do with your life, or if you have this feeling that you are meant for something big but you don't know what that is, I highly recommend this book. It is such an easy read. As I said, this book is hitting so much deeper and harder now that I'm in my 30s and I've lived life a little bit more and I have a different perspective. I started reading it again because honestly, in the last few years, I've been feeling a little bit out of touch with my purpose. I have been craving that spark again, that deep sense of joy and fulfillment that I used to wake up with. In my mid-20s, I thought I had found my purpose, or at least I thought I was on the right path. Looking back now, I know that that wasn't fully it. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that I used to be, well, technically I still am, a certified life coach, and I had my own coaching business. I had private clients, I had group programs and ebooks, and I would host monthly calls, and I was really doing the thing. I was in my purpose. And during that season of life, it felt so aligned. I felt so fulfilled, so alive. And every day that I showed up in my business, coaching my clients, creating these ebooks and doing these programs, I felt like I was in my purpose. And it lit me up to show up in that way every single day. But what I didn't realize at the time was a lot of that desire to help, to heal, to be that person for others, it was coming from a trauma response. Like I mentioned earlier, one of the identities that I carried in my 20s was feeling like I needed to be the one to help others, to heal others, to be that person that I didn't have for myself. And I thought I was doing something noble, and in many ways I was, but I was also pouring from an empty cup. I didn't have strong boundaries, and I was so focused on serving others that I completely neglected showing up for myself. And in the end, that led me to burning out and resenting the work that I was doing. As much as I loved the work that I was doing as a life coach, I knew I had to let go of my coaching business, or at least put it on pause, not because it wasn't meaningful anymore or it wasn't successful or any of that. It was because keeping my business going meant continuing to abandon myself. So I made the decision to put a pause on my business, and I'm so thankful I made that decision, because fast forward now, I was able to spend all that time nurturing myself and doing the work to heal and let go of those identities that I had of having to save or heal everyone. That is a burden that no one should have to carry. And as I've released that identity, it's opened up space to ask a deeper question of, okay, who am I now? What am I here to do? And what am I here to do from this healed, grounded, fuller version of myself? And I know that I'm still meant to create an impact. I know I'm here to do something meaningful and heart-led, but now I want it to come from a place of overflow, not obligation. And this season of life feels like rediscovering what my purpose is now. And I trust that when the next version of my purpose reveals itself, it'll feel aligned and abundant, and it'll feel sustainable, because this time it will come from a full cup and from a place that doesn't require me to sacrifice my well-being. So this is just a little insight on how I am rebranding myself in my 30s and what I'm prioritizing in this season of life. But before we end off this episode, I want to ask you, what is feeling important for you in this season? What is lighting you up right now? What feels like it needs more of your time and energy? What are you ready to release or stop giving so much attention to? And yeah, I just want to take this moment to ask you to reflect on what season you are in life right now and who you need to be in order to make this season of life the best one yet. But with that being said, I want to thank you so much for listening and holding space for me as I navigate this new season. I know I'm not the only one going through a personal rebrand, and I hope this episode reminds you that it is okay to evolve, to outgrow old versions of yourself, and to create a life that actually feels good for you and not just one that looks good on the outside. And if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to DM me or share it on your stories and tag me. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-pack battery kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.